Back in 2011, when the Plan Nord was first announced, the sky was the limit. Mining companies were flocking to Quebec's regions. Gold, copper, nickel, diamonds, rare earth minerals were calling to be discovered and mined, and prices were high. The government promised $80 billion worth of public and private investment over 25 years. Well, today, the dream is more modest. We're talking about $50 billion over 20 years. But for the Couillard government, which unveiled this new Plan Nord yesterday, there are still benefits to be reaped. Pierre Arcan, the Natural Resources Minister and the Minister responsible for the Plan Nord.
Le platine, l'or, l'argent, le fer, le titane et le diamant.
Mineral prices have slumped. We saw that boom shutting down iron ore operations on the North Shore just months ago. We're sitting on a surplus of electricity. We're producing at a loss. Why invest now in mining and hydroelectric projects?
Well, I think that one of the projects that we have been discussing is a project that, of course, will require probably more mining projects around that. So I think we are missing one or two mining projects in order to achieve that, and we need to discuss this further with First Nations. But overall, this hydroelectric project will be something that will be beneficiary to everybody because we have the clients for it when we're talking about this hydroelectric project.
The government is cutting deeply into programs and services and stressing the urgency of balancing the books. Where is the money for these investments going to come from?
Well, we have money coming, of course, from royalties being paid by mining companies. But, you know, it is the responsibility of the government to invest in those territory. We're talking about two-thirds of the Quebec territory. And when you look at the entire Quebec budget, we're close to $100 billion. So when we announce that in the next 5 years, we're going to invest $2 billion in government money, I don't think this is something that is exaggerated. I think that the communities need that. I think these are territories that needs to be developed in the future, and it's about time that the government do these kind of things.
Obviously, a big part of the plan rests with Quebec's ability to attract private sector investment. $28 billion is what you're counting on. And I know there are announcements coming later today that are going to be involving some private partners. Can you give us a little sense of what you're going to be announcing later today?
Well, today we're going to announce, I think it's four investments. One of them is a major one. And the total amount of those investments will be about $225 million. Now, when we're talking about $20 billion of private investments, let's not forget it's in the next, I would say, the next 20 years. Now, we already announced this year the Mine Arnault in Sept-Îles, for example, that will eventually be in operation. So it's headed in the right direction. And I have in front of me probably something like 20 or 25 projects. So I think that even though some people are saying that the markets are not there, I have to tell you that the projects are there. And eventually, all those things are cyclical. And I would say that in the future, the markets will certainly be better.
You mentioned Mine Arnault, the Apatite mine in Sept-Îles, which your government gave the green light on, despite a highly negative review by the BAP and repeated calls from the population for more information about what is in the impact is going to be of that mine potentially on air and water quality. How do you respond to Quebecers who look at that project green light and question your government's commitment to protect the environment while exploiting natural resources?
Well, first of all, after the report from the BAP, I have to tell you that the company decided to adjust a lot of the things that they were doing. And it's finally after making those kinds of adjustments that the project was approved. And we talked to Mayor Poirier of Sept-Îles yesterday, and we said that to the mayor that we would be very transparent in the decisions that were made on that issue. And I have to tell you that in Sept-Îles, of course, there were people who were against it. But I think that the vast majority of workers, Chamber of Commerce, unions in general, were for the mining project. So I think it's overall, it's quite positive.
When it comes to the questions around the natural environment, it's the environmental groups obviously are watching carefully what's going to happen, but First Nations are also watching carefully what's going to be happening on land that is in many cases traditionally theirs. The Assembly of First Nations didn't support Plan Nord in 2011, and there are still lingering concerns about just how much participation people are going to have around the table when it comes to the strategies of the Plan Nord. Are you guaranteeing the First Nations a voice at the table?
Yeah, absolutely. We have what we call the Assembly of Partners that exist, and we have about 24 members of that Assembly of Partners. And of course, since the First Nations represent in the Plan Nord about a third of the population, if you include the Inuits, the Naskapi, the Innus, and of course the Crees, that makes about a third of the population. So they have eight members from the First Nations on that particular board. And when we announced the relaunch, let's say, of the Plan Nord yesterday, I have to admit that all the representatives of the First Nations were there. The four First Nations, the four communities were present. And I think that the overall review of that was fairly positive.
We have seen a Quebec company run into some fierce opposition on Cree territory when it came to the exploitation of uranium. How do you deal with investment opportunities that look very good on paper from an economic point of view, but don't have that social acceptability factor?
Well, what we're trying to achieve now, I would say, in the next few months, is to make sure that before any project is being announced, we have to discuss with communities first. This is what we call social acceptability. I think that what you're referring to has been the uranium project, and the Cree Nation decided that uranium is not something that they want to venture into. So we respect that. I mean, it's and we're going to get a report on uranium probably from there was a BAP that was asked about uranium. They're going to issue a report in the next few weeks. But again, we're not pushing for projects at any cost. We always are there to discuss with communities. We understand some of their concerns, but I think that communities realize also that they need development as well. So it's a kind of a balancing act. We have to discuss, we have to push at the same time for projects, but in the end, there's no way we're going to present a project if there is no acceptance from the population.
I only have a little time left, but in terms of specifics, there is a commitment here to look at the possibility of natural gas supply to the regions in question. Could we eventually see a terminal, a setup on the North Shore that would supply natural gas to the region?
Absolutely. We already have an agreement right now between Investissement Québec and Gaz Métro. We have announced about 6 months ago a $100 million project in which we're going to have liquefied natural gas. The production will be made in Montreal, but there will be trucks going to the North Shore right now. And there's a good amount of companies. We already have a company called Stolt from Norway who has decided to invest in Bécancourt, for example, and will bring natural gas eventually to the North Shore as well. We have other companies that are interested. We have projects also on Magdalen Islands. We have all those projects right now. So I can tell you that it's a question of months before we have LNG on the North Shore.
And one last question about the 138. There's a lot of infrastructure investment that's included in your plan. Are we going to see the extension of the 138?
Yes, we're going to see that. The 138, the 389, and the what we call the James Bay Road, that will be improved. That's part of the Transport Minister plan that was announced yesterday. For the next 5 years, we have hundreds of millions of investment into that.
Mr. Arcan, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. Merci.
It's been a pleasure.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Pierre Arcan, Quebec's Minister of Natural Resources. And we'll be looking into some of those numbers attached to the construction of the 138 east of Natashquan.